The application form will be mostly pre-populated, and that means we're going to use data that we've collected from other crop programs that cotton growers have participated in to fill in what we think their 2015 record should indicate. They then need to verify that, of course, sign it, and return it to their local FSA office. They can do that by walking in. They can do that by faxing it. They can scan it and send an email. Really, any means that they want to use to send that office the application will be fine. And then I anticipate, Randall, that we'll be making payments shortly thereafter.
Dolcini says this SUNUP has the same eligibility requirements as were used for the 2014 Cotton Transition Assistance Program.
There's a payment limitation cap at $40,000. We don't think that's going to be an issue for most growers. There's an adjusted gross income cap at $900,000, and they've got to be actively engaged in the management of their farm. These are all things that we've required of our 2014 Farm Bill programs, and so we wanted to make sure that this one was administered in the same way. But the primary criteria is that this cotton grower has to have planted a crop in 2015. Of course, we had the Cotton Transition Assistance Program in 2014 to provide some assistance to beleaguered cotton farmers around the Cotton Belt, and that worked pretty well. But actually, I think under this program, we'll make higher payments than we did under CTAP. On balance, this is going to be an important way for us to help farmers that have been really hit hard by declining commodity prices, by excess surplus in foreign countries, and a variety of other things. I think that America's cotton growers will benefit from the Cotton Ginning Cost Share Program.
To learn more about the Cotton Ginning Cost Share Program, visit your local FSA office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.